Away from News and Touch with Your World, I'm LZ Bacha with a special update from the ANC's 54th elective conference at NASREC. The ANC's 54th National Elective Conference is finally underway at NASREC Johannesburg after being delayed for several hours after a special NEC meeting was called ahead of the start of proceedings to deal with the issue of three provinces' regional conferences being declared unlawful by courts yesterday. About 5,000 delegates are seated in the hall awaiting President Jacob Zuma's highly anticipated political report, which is traditionally delivered at the start of a national conference. Delegates from KwaZulu-Natal, Northwest, West Free State, and some from Mpumalanga stood up to sing and cheer for presidential hopeful Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. However, a large number of delegates stayed seated, not displaying their preferred candidate. After registration officially closed, some disgruntled delegates raised concerns, and Free State ANC chairperson Ace Magashule was tasked with placating them. Delegates say some of them arrived at the registration point only to find out that their accreditation was already picked up by someone else. These bogus delegates are now said to be in the hall with legitimate representatives. The ANC's voting procedure has been altered so that voting for the top six positions will take place at the same time. Delegates are expected to cast their ballots late today, with results expected tomorrow. The original plan was to have the position of President, Chairperson, Secretary General and Treasurer General nominated today and the results announced tomorrow, after the results for the nominations for Deputy President and Deputy Secretary General. Secretary General Gwede Mantashe says, however, voting will be separate to avoid slate voting that has become entrenched in the party's elections.
If you accept nomination for whatever position, you'll contest that position. If you fall, you'll go to the NEC. That's it.
Mantashe also announced earlier that delegates from KwaZulu-Natal, Free State and North West, whose regional conferences were declared unlawful through court rulings yesterday, would not be allowed to vote.
Branches that are cited in cases both in the Free State and Bujanahalla will not vote at conference. Will not even allow them to vote with a different color code. They will not vote. They will not be participating in conference, but if you are here, you are an invitee, you are a participant, you can participate in the discussion, but they will not vote on any matter.
Although Bojanala region branch members will be given observer status, the Northwest ANC's Gerald Mdise says delegates from three other regions will be taking part.
All delegates for the affected branches, including representatives from the Regional Executive Committee, will not participate at the conference as branch delegates or REC delegates, the one in Bojanala. That is 33 branches in Madibeng, 7 in Rustenburg, and 8 in Moses Kotane, sub-regions.
While the ANC gears up to elect new leadership, OFM News caught up with a few people in Bloemfontein to hear if they know who the ANC's presidential candidates were.
Tokyo Shapwale and Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma.
No idea what's happening now in Joburg, but yes, I do know Cyril Ramaphosa, the guy that owns McDonald's.
Mrs. Zuma, yeah, and yeah. They. I heard on the radio that they're in Nazareth. I don't know what's happening today.
Yeah. He's a prime minister. I'm not too clear about that.
I don't know now, but the candidate I know, Ramaphosa, they chose Ramaphosa.
Yes, Cyril Ramaphosa. I don't know that lady's name. I'm so dead lady. Yes, dead lady.
And traders invested in the rand are reportedly holding their breath in anticipation of the outcome of this weekend's highly contested ANC elective conference. Economist Graham Kerner explains that while Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma's focus is largely on uplifting the country's majority, it doesn't resonate with investors. He says Cyril Ramaphosa understands business and the economy.
A Ramaphosa victory would be mildly positive for the rand. So I think a lot of people sort of saying you could see the rand firming up to under 13. And I think a lot of people saying, particularly given the recent strength we've seen in the rand, you could, you know, see the rand possibly sold off by a rand or maybe even a little bit more if the NDZ camp triumphs over the weekend.
That was the latest from the 54th ANC National Conference taking place at NASREC Johannesburg. To read more, visit ofm.co.za or download the app for Apple and Android devices.